Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News Director Eric Johnson for February 11th, 2019. Well, the Department of Agriculture's backlog of reports delayed from the government shutdown overall provided a neutral outlook. USDA reported 2018 corn production at 14.4 billion bushels with a national average yield of 176 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, USDA says farmers harvested a record 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans, that is up 3% from last year, with a national average yield of 51 bushels per acre. As of December 1, 2018, the USDA said corn stocks totaled about 12 billion bushels, down 5% from last year, and soybean stocks were at 3.74 billion bushels, that is up 18% from last year. The new U.S. ending stock estimates were neutral for corn, soybeans, and wheat. That's according to DTN lead analyst Todd Holtman. He says the world ending stock estimates were neutral for corn and wheat, but bullish for soybeans, and that the grain stock reports were bullish for corn and neutral for soybeans and wheat. U.S. lawmakers hope to avert another government shutdown this Friday and avoid a further toll on agriculture and other government-dependent sectors. The thought of another partial government shutdown is too much to bear for most politicians, including those from the president's own party and especially those from heavy agricultural districts. This is Central Illinois Republican Rodney Davis.
That partial government shutdown does not allow the bipartisan provisions that we put in place in this farm bill to be implemented because the United States Department of Agriculture employees aren't going to be able to implement those new provisions.
The historic 35-day shutdown of USDA and other departments forced the FSA county offices to close, temporarily denying producers of key services. EPA efforts to write a new rule for the year-round E15 use were also interrupted. This is Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts.
We're not going to do another shutdown. We're just not. They never achieve their intended purpose.
But Illinois' Davis says preventing another shutdown will take compromise.
I hope all members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, take a step back and think about that and urge all sides of leadership to come together and get a solution. That's going to be best, not just for America. It's going to be best for our ag economy and our farmers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said we're not there yet in reaching an agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade pact in Congress, signed by all three nations and awaiting approval by lawmakers. The replacement for the North American Free Trade Agreement is facing some political obstacles in the U.S. House of Representatives. Pelosi and other Democrats argue that strong enforcement must be central to the new pact if the Trump administration hopes to get it through Congress. She says that she has always thought that this is probably one of the easier trade agreements. There are still several steps of economic reviews that must be done before the USMCA can be approved fully by the U.S. government. Agriculture groups remain hopeful that the agreement can be wrapped up by the end of this year. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.